On House Matters this week, House of Representatives passes resolution to extend state of public emergency in St. Catherine North, and government clarifies carousel agreement. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has requested an extension of the state of public emergency for the St. Catherine North Police Division. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Holness said the move was to allow the Joint Security Forces more time to uphold and preserve the rule of law.
The security forces must be given the latitude to maintain and continue their actions. Mr. Speaker, it is within this context that I am bringing the Emergency Powers Number 2 Continuation Resolution 2018 to this Honorable House to have the state of public emergency for the St. Catherine North Police Division remain in force until the 3rd of July 2018.
The Prime Minister maintains that the enhanced security measures have been reaping positive results, with no reports of murders and other serious crimes being made since the March 18 implementation date. The resolution to extend the state of public emergency was approved in the House of Representatives and has been sent to the Senate for approval. The measure must be approved by both Houses of Parliament and supported by a two-thirds majority before it can come into effect. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that telecommunications firm Symbiote, which trades as Carousel Jamaica, will have its license revoked. Dr. Wheatley says Symbiote had not complied with all conditions attached to its domestic mobile license.
We have started the process of revocation of the license. I have written to the principals of Symbiote indicating that I am in receipt of a recommendation from the OUR, and as such, I am proceeding with the revocation. At one point, there was a matter of outstanding fees. There were a number of conditions that they breached, and as such, the OUR recommended that we proceed to revoke the license.
Minister Wheatley also responded to concerns by opposition spokesperson on technology Julian Robinson relating to the matter of whether Symbiote's license would be transferred to their new owners, South African company Involution Limited.
Symbiote, by letter dated October 4, 2017, requested approval pursuant to Section 17(2) of the Telecommunications Act to transfer control of its operations to Involution. Symbiote explained in that letter that the transfer would be a way of a sale of a percentage of its issued share capital. What I can say here is that we have not given any approval, and for the transfer of a license, you will need ministerial approval, and no such approval was given.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the government has made an official offer to PDV Caribe for its 49% shareholding in Petrojam Limited. Dr. Wheatley told the House that the move is in an effort to protect Jamaica's assets. He says the offer was made during his recent trip to Venezuela on March 22.
This is a commercially sensitive matter, the details of which cannot be disclosed publicly at this time. However, Mr. Speaker, we have been assured that the offer will be reviewed and considered by the Venezuelan government with a view to reverting to us shortly. Mr. Speaker, during our discussions, we recognized and expressed our gratitude to the Venezuelans for affording us the benefits of the Petrocaribe agreement. And we assure them, Mr. Speaker, that the repurchase of the 49% shares in Petrojam was to ensure that we are in control of our energy security going forward, Mr. Speaker, and more particularly, that we are able to undertake the necessary upgrade to our refinery.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.